This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. President Donald Trump addressed the nation after Iran fired missiles at two Iraqi air bases that house U.S. troops. White House correspondent Patsy Witakaswara has more.
In a speech at the White House, President Donald Trump downplayed the missile attacks.
The American people should be extremely grateful and happy. No Americans were harmed in last night's attack by the Iranian regime.
In an apparent move to de-escalate, Trump announced no military retaliation, only new sanctions on Tehran. He called on Western powers to abandon the Iran nuclear deal and work towards a new one. Via Twitter after the attacks, Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif said the strikes were proportionate measures in self-defense and that Iran is not seeking war. Patsy Witakaswara, VOA News at the White House.
Meanwhile, Democrats and a handful of Republicans are skeptical after a classified briefing on the killing of the Iranian general. AP's Tim McGuire reports.
Congressional Democrats say senior officials in the Trump administration didn't provide many details of the threat posed by General Qasem Soleimani, the Iranian general killed in a U.S. drone strike last week. Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee was sharply critical of the briefing.
It was probably the worst briefing I've seen, at least on a military issue, in the 9 years I've served in the United States Senate.
But Florida Republican Marco Rubio has a different take.
I think they've done an excellent job of outlining the rationale behind both the decision to go after Soleimani and the response to the Iranian attack.
Democrats say without the details, President Trump is asking the public to trust the very intelligence reports he has often disparaged. Tim McGuire, Washington.
For more on this or any of today's top stories, please go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. Authorities in Southeast Australia are urging residents to evacuate as the massive bushfires are expected to worsen later this week. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison says weather conditions are ripe for more fires. He also says the casualties and damages from the wildfires continue to rise.
There are 27 confirmed fatalities, and there have been, on this morning's reports to us, 2,131 homes lost, but I'm sure over the course of the day, as further damage assessments have been undertaken, particularly in Victoria, these numbers continue to sadly change and they continue to escalate.
Morrison, who has faced fierce criticism for his response to the fires, has committed $1.4 billion to a newly created bushfire recovery fund to help residents, businesses, and farmers recover. Iranian investigators say the crew of a Ukrainian passenger jet that crashed shortly after taking off from Tehran's airport had tried to turn back and that the pilot made no radio communications about any problems. More from VOA's Latika Hope.
Ukrainian Airlines flight PS752 crashed minutes after takeoff early Wednesday when it reached the altitude of about 2,500 meters. All 176 people on board were killed in the crash. Iranian authorities said they have recovered the cockpit voice recorder and flight data recorder from the Boeing aircraft, but would not share the information obtained from them with the American manufacturer. Ukraine is demanding a thorough and reliable investigation.
Of course, we will demand that this investigation is conducted as transparently as possible, so that all international public organizations that could ensure or strengthen trust in this investigation are involved.
Ukrainian authorities have suspended all the flights to and from Iran pending the investigation. Zlatica Hoek, VOA News, Washington.
Ousted Nissan boss and international fugitive Carlos Ghosn made his first public appearance since a daring escape from Japan, where he is wanted on financial mismanagement charges. Reuters' David Doyle reports.
In his first public comment since fleeing to Lebanon from Japan, the ousted Nissan boss and international fugitive Carlos Ghosn attempted a point-by-point rebuttal of the charges against him, aided by internal Nissan company documents, accused Tokyo prosecutors of brutal treatment, and launched a blistering attack on the Japanese authorities and Nissan executives he says conspired against him.
These allegations are untrue, and I should have never been arrested in the first place.
The Tokyo prosecutor's office said Ghosn's allegations completely ignore his own conduct and that one-sided criticism of the Japanese criminal justice system is totally unacceptable.
That is Reuters' David Doyle reporting. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.